Perek Yod Seif Yod Tes. Kesher Shlifamim Nimlach Umashiroi Le'olam. A kesher which sometimes a person changes his mind and leaves it forever. Hakoisha kesher v'kavnoso la'tirach hazman. He made a kesher, and his das was, in order to leave it and open it, achazman kotza. I mean, the person made a kesher, and his das was in order to open it after 24 hours. Im suka kesher hu, kaze, shemotzui lif'amim shenimlachim alav u'mashir ha'isoy lo'olam, gozu b'zech ha'chomim shleil koishroi. Im in such a circumstance, and normally he himself sometimes, or other people, sometimes leave it forever, then we don't allow him, even if his das was in order to go and do it for less time, because we're worried that maybe he's going to change his mind and do it forever. Again, this person, the MS, has kavana only to do it for a short time. But in this sort of kesha, a person in this circumstance, a person sometimes leaves it for a long time. We do not allow, for a long time means more than half a year. We do not allow him to do it even for a short time, because maybe he'll change his mind and do it for a long period. Let's try and find a case. A person wants to go and put a string inside his coat, in his hood. Now, a string inside his hood, a lot of people, he himself, sometimes he puts it in and leaves it for a half a year till the end of the winter. Now he wants to put it in, and he decides he's only going to go and put it in for a short time. He's going to open it up after within 24 hours. He's putting it inside the hood, and he's going to make a knot. But he tells himself he's only going to make a knot for less than 24 hours. We did not allow him to do that, because since he himself maybe in this hood, he would put in a knot, he would make a knot which stays for half a year. We did not allow him to go and do a knot even for less time than half a year, because we are worried that he's going to change his mind and leave it for more than a half a year. So it's a drabbanon, gzeira, maybe he's going to make it for a long period. So if chof, kesher shederech ha'olam l'koyishroi l'zman aruch, a kesher which a derech ha'olam is to go and do it for a long time. That means kesher, let's see it inside, a koyish kesher shederech kol ha'olam l'asayisroi l'zman aruch, ha'izah osa min ha'toyah alfim yiskaven l'atir boi b'yoy. That means, this is, let's say, the same case as before. A person goes and puts a string inside his hood. And the way that everybody puts a string inside his hood, he doesn't take it off for half a year. One doesn't take it out for a long, long period. He wanted to go and decide, and it's not like that. He wanted to decide, I'm going to take it out and open this kesher within 24 hours. But everybody else does it for half a year, for a long period. It's also for him in Atoya to do this knot and to open this knot. Why? Because Botlo Datoy Eitzel Kolodom. We don't look at the person himself. We look at normal people. Normal people go and do it forever, even if he wants to do it for a short period. It is also in Atoya. Botlo Datoy. Well, his das is Botil. We don't consider his das as anything. So it's not like we learned before, it's only Osa Midrabbonim. Before we said it's Osa Midrabbonim, because not everybody does it for a long period. He may change his mind to do it for a long period, but not everybody does it. Therefore, we said it's only Osa Midrabbonim before. Here, if everybody does it for a long period, we don't look at his das altogether. We consider this not a not Shalkayoma. Osa Minatari to do it, and Osa Minahatur to open it. Now, what's the case? He wants to add on a point here, that the case is only when he wants to open it, not for a reason. The only reason why he wants to open it is in order that there shouldn't be an Issa on Shabbos. Therefore, we say his daf is bottle. But if he has a certain reasoning that it's not good for this coat to have this hood, the string inside the hood, for a long period, so he has to open it, let's say, after a week. Therefore, we say it is not considered a knot. That's how the Orchos Shabbos brings down B'Shem the Beis Meir. Let's see that inside. V'ayinu ba'ofen she'en le'kosha hechrach v'sibah la'atiras ha'kesha. He has no reason why he wants to open this kesha. V'mashem is kavan la'atiroi, why does he decide to open it? Rak kadei sh'le'yavet isa Shabbos, oy mitam acher, kol she'en mochrach la'atiras ha'kesha. Avlim yesh le'odim sibah sh'machmosa hu tzorech la'atiras ha'kesha hazeh b'chiyah gavn ozine bota kavanosoi. Yes, he says, let's bring a case. If a person goes and puts a string inside his hood, and this string can't stay inside the hood, it'll break the hood if it stays there too long. Therefore, the reason why he goes and opens this knot, it will be because it doesn't fit to leave the string there too long. Therefore, the Orech HaShabbos says that there's no problem to do it, even though if everybody leaves it for a long period, because he has a reason why he wants to open it after a short period, so we consider what he did is allowed. We don't say bottle or dafay. But if the only reason why he wants to open this knot and not leave it for a period of time is because he doesn't want to have an issa from making a knot on Shabbos, that we say there's no good reasoning, and bottle or dafay it's all kolodom, and it's considered a kesha leyoilom. That's how the Mishnah, the Orech HaShabbos brings down B'Shem the Beis Meir. In the footnote, he does say that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down exactly like the Beis Meir, but that's how the Beis Meir holds. V'hu adin b'kosha kesha shadech kol oylem la'aseisei lezman b'noini. Hari ze osim et rabbonon af im iskaven la'atiroi b'yoyim k'dish l'lavav is a Shabbos. The same thing he says, not only if we're discussing a Sofik Daraisa, even if we're discussing a Sofik Rabbonon, that's a kesher drabbonim, not really a sofer, because he says often in Torah. But even if it would be a kesher midrabbonim, kesher which is more than 7 days, and then he goes and puts it inside the, let's say, the coat as we say before, to open it within 24 hours, doesn't help us, because since he is doing something which a normal person leaves it for more than 7 days. What his kavona is to open it because he doesn't want to be over on Shabbos and Issa, to open it within 24 hours doesn't help us. So let's say another case. A person goes and puts a gumi, elastic inside trousers from kids or something. Now, normal thing is when you put a gumi inside kids' trousers, one makes a knot forever. One doesn't want to open it for a long, long time, for more than half a year, when one's not interested in opening altogether. But he knows you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, let's not discuss the problem from Makabah Patish, also with the coat. One has to know if it shouldn't be a problem for Makabah Patish, like we learned in the Perokim before. But if there's no problem for Makabah Patish, it'll only be a problem from Kosha, because he's making a knot. Now, he wants to make a knot, and he's going to decide that he's going to open it within 24 hours, because he doesn't want to be over on Issa on Shabbos making a knot. But it doesn't help us, says the Orech HaShabbos. Why? Because since it's normally made for a knot forever or for a long period, even if it's normally made more than 7 days, then you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's considered you're making a knot shokayama. You're making a knot, or it's a derech, if it's more than half a year, it's normally, or it's a derabban, if it's more than 7 days, normal. And there it's not considered a kesher, which you're going to open within 24 hours, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos.